With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan on Paul Zeiss. It's the Paul Zeiss Show. I'm here with Chris Carter of DK Pittsburgh Sports. Chris, we were talking a little bit about the hirings and the things of the such. I look at all of these as individual entities unto themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's hard for me to sit here and say there's an easy solution to the problem of, you know, the lack of diversity hirings and whatnot. It looks like, I guess it looks like Miami's going to hire Brian Flores, who's mm-hmm. who's an African-American. So there'll be at least one. But my point is, I don't know that there's an easy solution or an easy answer, because the way that things are going right now, like I said, everybody wants those quarterback guru, quarterback whisperers. You know, and if you look at all the guys that really just got fired, Vance Joseph, the kid in Arizona,
mm-hmm.
Todd Bowles,
yeah,
all those guys are defensive. Marvin Lewis, they were all defensive guys, because for a while,
mm-hmm. that's what everyone wanted.
Defensive guys are the ones that everybody wanted. So I'm just not sure it's easy. Is there an easy solution to all this?
There's definitely not an easy solution. But, I mean, then again, Paul, there's never an easy solution to how – and I'm not saying that these moves themselves are racist, but the thing that created the situation is systemic racism through years of not having black coaches in the system. And they had – and the NFL said, let's address it with the Rooney Rule. And since then, you've seen an influx of coordinators, of position coaches, of guys that get the opportunity, and then they can work their way through the ranks. And that's how you get to the point like this past year, when you had a bunch of different African-American head coaches. And now you have one that's going up against Bill Belichick and Anthony Lynn. So I'll be making moves to sort of break up the good old boy club that was NFL coaches. That was great. But I think I get the sense of alarm that everyone has. I don't think that all these firings are, you know, are from you know, oh, they just, these black coaches didn't get a chance. I do think the Cardinals were a little hasty, and maybe they're doing what you're saying is that they wanted to get a quarterback whisperer to help with their rookie quarterback, because they need Rosen to be the franchise guy after the pick that they just spent on him. But at the same time, you know, I look around and I still think defense wins championships in the NFL, and it's going to be really interesting with this current playoff push, which teams are going to come to the top. Because, you know, I think the Cowboys are in their situation, not because of their offense, but because of their defense is playing really well, and they have a decent ground game. I think the Chargers, a big thing that's put them helped, you know, compound their success is that their defense has been able to be aggressive enough. I do think that is a natural problem that you're talking about, that, you know, black coaches seem to come from more of the defensive side of football. And, you know, maybe that's something that's being taught right now, because, again, a lot of teams, this is a copycat league. When the Wildcat was brought in by the Dolphins 10 years ago, there were like five different teams that tried to spark that up. And, you know, when people started running more spread offenses, people started to run that more. And, you know, you can even see with the sub-package type of football that's been going around the NFL, that stuff's happening. And right now, I think people might look at Sean McVay, even though the Rams are, you know, this is before, of course, the playoff game against the Cowboys. They didn't win a playoff game last year. In fact, they didn't look good last year, you know, in their playoff game. But people look at that and they see there's success there. Jared Goff looks good. We want something along those lines. So definitely an issue. I think that there's no easy answer to it. I'd like to see how the next couple years play out as far as coaches hires and who gets interviews and who's getting their second chances, because that's how you can really tell if there's strides towards equality. If these guys like Jim Caldwell, how he got a second chance, like that, those type of things, that's when you can tell. Because when coaches get fired, they should get, you know, we've seen for years, like Jeff Fisher, he can go 8-8, you know, four seasons in a row, but he was still going to get another job somewhere else. When some of these coaches, you know, Todd Bowles, he's getting defensive coordinator, that's a good sign. I think that it's going to take more time for that equality to come and to see more, you know, stronger numbers there. But I also don't think that this is a this is the current situation of all the firings that have happened. I don't think that it indicates that there's about to be no black coaches in the league or that they're on to some new tear.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is going to be interesting. They go through these fads, don't they?
Yes, absolutely.
And right now, like I said, this fad right now seems to be everybody wants these spread offense, quarterback whisper guru type guys, and they seem to want the younger guys because those are the guys that run those systems primarily. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a matter of time before the pendulum swings back.
Of course, that's
what I'm
saying.
It looks like
yeah.
all of the guys that got fired are going to get hired if they want. You know, I don't know. Yeah. I think Marvin Lewis. I don't know what he wants to do, but it seems like all these other guys will get hired and maybe get another opportunity down the road. But
they'll get their shot.
You know, I think people want to have these discussions on Twitter.
Well, you're talking about social media. Everything gets talked about on social media,
and it's like you can't.
Yeah. I mean, and a part of the reason I think that, you know, I always tell people is to look at the big picture and look over time. Like people freaking out every day about the current news that comes out, especially in the NFL when it comes to hirings and firings. You know, the best organizations are the ones that step back and take their time. That's what the Steelers do. They don't rush into harsh decisions. You know, like how they're doing with Antonio Brown. So a lot of people say, cut him now, trade him now, do this, do that. You know what? Just wait until March rolls around, see what's on the table, and don't force yourself into something. You know, don't buy that huge TV before you look in the next store and you see that there was a discount that you could have had on the same TV. You make smart, calculated decisions that you've studied over time. And I think that comes with coaching decisions, and that's what's going to happen with the coaching situation in the NFL. These guys are going to be back in the system. The Rooney Rule is still in effect. People are still going to get interview opportunities, and even when you don't get hired in the interview, If you impress and you learn, one, you'll learn from that interview. Say, okay, that's what it's like to get interviewed for as a head coach. But if you impress somebody, they're gonna be saying, hey, we need to get this guy in here or something else, or talk to somebody else. You know, like hey guys, you should look at this guy because he was really good for us. So I think there's a lot that could go into that. Yes, I think it's a natural reaction to the years that people were wondering, where are the black NFL head coach? I mean, decades people were wondering when can a black guy be a coach? And you started to trickle in, and now you're here. It doesn't, the fear of it, of that going away doesn't just dissipate just because the numbers have been good a few years. People are going to be nervous about that. And I think it's warranted, fine, but relax. I think these guys are going to get their chances.
Yeah, there's no question. You made mention of the AB situation. To me, I think what's going to happen is, really, if you think about it, they're going to have to trade him. And if they trade him, I think that they can be okay, but they're going to have to replace him somehow. I know they've got Juju Smith-Schuster. I know James Washington will step up, but they're going to need to find at least one more receiver, right?
It's not even just receiver. And this is a theory that I've been working on and for a little bit. And I've told some other people about this, so I'll say this on your show. The Steelers, you look at Ben Roethlisberger. He led the NFL in passing yards, but he also led the NFL in interceptions. I think that Ben Roethlisberger, who's his idol growing up? Why does he wear number 7? Because he loved John Elway. John Elway was a huge playmaker guy, a Calvary quarterback that could bring you back and be super clutch, but he also would make mistakes if you tried to put the ball in his hands too much. When did he win Super Bowls? When Terrell Davis came along. I think the Steelers need to get back to a power running offense and a strong defense. And what, you know, if they do trade away Antonio Brown, which it does look like they are going to do, they need to use that pick to either invest back into the ground game or back into the defense. They can use a second or a third round pick in this upcoming draft on a young receiver that's really fast and, you know, can help them, because I think they need another deep threat that's going to scare people and make them keep their safeties back a little bit. But they can get another receiver and work him into the system behind Juju Smith-Schuster and maybe even sign a veteran in free agency. But the biggest thing, they need to get defensive playmakers. They got to have an inside linebacker or a safety or both that can create turnovers, that can cover the tight ends, that can run with the running backs and make those big plays that flip games around and give your offense extra possessions. And I think to balance Ben Roethlisberger, to stop him, because I think that we've seen Ben Roethlisberger, he's not the methodical quarterback that's going to pick you apart like Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady or Drew Brees or Peyton Manning. He's the guy that's going to make the tough plays, he's going to make the big plays, and he's going to make the clutch plays. But if you keep putting the ball in his hands, we've seen he's not that consistent guy that can throw the ball 60 times a game and regularly win. Let them run the ball more, and you know it's awkward because they had that guy in Le'Veon Bell, and now that situation is in the Le'Veon Bell situation. But I think they need to get a primary running back. I think Connor's very good. I think he's a good two, and he someday could be the definite one. But I think they need a dynamic back there, at least to maybe counter off of what Connor's doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's interesting. There has been, we've had people call in and say because they're losing Brown, is there any chance that they retain Bell? I don't think that happens either.
I just think the way that he spurned the organization, because it wasn't his situation is much different than Brown. He didn't just walk out in the middle of the season. He said, pay me more, pay me what I want. But people forget he did tell certain players on the team that he was coming back and didn't show up, and that has left a few of the leaders a little disgruntled. And that's where I think that there might be a lot more of a problem bringing him back into the organization. But at the same time, I think this team needs a true feature back again. I think that would really help their efforts going forward. They can run the ball. They can use this offensive line that they've invested a lot into to pound people into submission. And then Ben Roethlisberger can play off play action, do what he does best, and just make the occasional big play. Not the occasional. You still have him throw 30 times a game, but 30, not 40, not 50, not 60. Get those carries. Let the ground game win. And again, I brought this up on your show a few weeks ago. The Steelers running backs fumbled 7 times this past year, and it was just with 350 so touches. Le'Veon Bell fumbled 8 times, over 1,500 touches his entire career. I'm not saying Le'Veon Bell's the answer, but they need a guy that can be the dynamic back that Le'Veon Bell can be. Maybe it's a speedier, a faster guy that can make plays happen, but it has to also be a guy that protects the football.
Yeah. Well, Chris, great stuff as always. We always appreciate you taking some time. You can find Chris's stuff at dkpittsburghsports.com. Next week, we'll have you. We'll be breaking down the AFC and NFC title game.
Whoa, that's so crazy. It's next week already, man. I'm excited.
Before you get out of here, who will we be talking about in both games?
I say the Patriots are going to Arrowhead. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to do it. I think the Cowboys upset the Rams, and they go to New Orleans. It's going to be and I think that's going to make two really interesting games. But I just think the Dallas defense is going to be fun to watch. Drew Brees is going to be good enough to beat the Eagles, even though they're red hot with Nick Foles. Patrick Mahomes is too good, and Tom Brady is Tom Brady.
Yeah. He's Chris Carr. Yeah. I mean, I agree. I mean, I don't think Tom Brady's losing it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.